Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy rollercoaster we call life. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life can throw some serious curveballs. We all know the feeling, the moments when everything seems to be going wrong and you just want to chuck it all in the air and scream. But here is the thing. Those moments of adversity, those gut-wrenching challenges, they're not there to break us, they're there to forge us. And today, we're diving deep into building resilience through storytelling because the way we tell our story shapes our reality. Ever felt like you were stuck in a loop of negativity, replaying those painful moments over and over in your head? You know that feeling when you get tripped up by a setback, and suddenly you're convinced you're incapable of achieving your goals? Well, guess what? That narrative doesn't have to be your story. We can write our narratives, folks. And the power of storytelling allows us to do just that. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First up, acknowledge the experience. Don't shy away from those tough times. Ignoring them won't make them disappear. Instead, recognize that adversity is a part of life, it's inevitable. The Stoics called this negative visualization mentally preparing for potential setbacks so that when they hit, you're not caught off guard. Think about it. By acknowledging the possibility of hardship, we lessen its impact when it actually arrives. Next, reframe your perspective. This is where the magic happens. Instead of viewing adversity as a roadblock, see it as an opportunity for growth. What lessons can you learn from this experience? What strengths have been revealed? You know that old saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, there's truth to that. Adversity can push us to become more resilient, more resourceful, and more compassionate. Third, focus on what you can control. Now, I know this sounds basic, but it's crucial. We can't always control the events that happen to us, but we can control our reactions to them. Dwelling on things outside of your influence only amplifies negativity. Shift your energy towards taking action, even small steps within your sphere of control. It's about finding that sense of agency, that feeling of being in charge of your own destiny. Fourth, seek support. We're social creatures, folks, and we need each other. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, mentors, or even a therapist when you're facing a tough time. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and offer fresh perspectives. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Finally, celebrate your victories, big and small. It's easy to get caught up in the negatives, but remember to acknowledge your wins, even the seemingly insignificant ones. Each step forward, each hurdle overcome, is a testament to your resilience. Celebrate those moments because they fuel your motivation and remind you of your strength. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a bright young entrepreneur who poured her heart and soul into launching her own business. After months of tireless work, she faced a crushing setback her biggest investor pulled out at the last minute. You can practically feel the weight of that disappointment, right? But here's the thing. Instead of crumbling under pressure, Sarah took a step back, acknowledged her feelings, and reframed the situation. She saw it as an opportunity to learn, adapt, and find new paths to success. She reached out to her network for support, sought advice from mentors who had faced similar challenges, and even used the setback to refine her business plan. Months later, Sarah's company not only survived but thrived. She learned valuable lessons about perseverance, adaptability, and the power of community. Remember, folks, adversity doesn't define us, our response to it does. We have the power to choose how we tell our stories. By acknowledging our experiences, reframing our perspectives, focusing on what we can control, seeking support, and celebrating our victories, we build resilience and create narratives that empower us to overcome any challenge. So go out there and write your own story, a story of strength, resilience, and triumph. And remember, share this episode with someone who could use a dose of fortitude. Let's inspire each other to keep pushing forward, one day at a time. I'll be back tomorrow with another stoic lesson to help you navigate the ups and downs of life. Until then, stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.